For materialism, of course, this question does not arise. There is no God, therefore the question of divine birth does not arise. To heathens, heathens are those who do not accept Christianity in the Bible, because Bible spoke of God, Son of God coming on the earth. So in Christianity there is a belief in incarnation, although only one incarnation in the whole history of mankind. So for the heathen this is foolishness. To the dualist, there is a philosophy of dualism which says that there are two realities, God on one side and soul on the other. And the two can't be equated. So even for them, there is a great difficulty in accepting the divine births. All births are human births. All this world is nothing but human. Material, vital, mental, that is all. The divine can be above, but not here. According to Islam, God can send a prophet, a human being who can be a prophet. But God Himself coming on the earth is a very hard saying. To those who are rationalists, even those rationalists who believe in God, because there are rationalists who are materialists, there are rationalists who believe in God, but even in their highest conception, there is a distinction between the infinite and the finite, between the formless and the form. And if you, according to them, the Supreme is by definition infinite, is by definition formless. How can a formless take form? All forms, all formations belong to the world. So even to rationalists there is a hard saying if you say God Himself comes here on this earth. It is also argued that the purposes which have been given for the Lord Himself coming, according to all these people, even those who favor existence of God, but cannot accept the birth of God on the earth, they believe that these propositions which have been made, that whenever there is a decline of dharma and rise of adharma, and for the destruction of the wicked and for the protection of the good, they believe that this work, first of all, can be done in two ways. God Himself is omnipotent. What is the need for an omnipotent to come back, come on the earth to exercise His omnipotence? If He finds some difficulties on the earth, His omnipotence should be great enough to destroy whatever evil is here on the earth. Or He can infuse His own potency, a portion of His potency in some human beings, make them great, powerful, and destroy all the wicked, and sustain the development of dharma. What is the need for God Himself to come on the earth? What is it that cannot be done by God without coming into the world? Is there something special that He cannot do without coming into the birth? If He is omnipotent, what is the need for Him to come on the earth? Now all these questions have to be answered, because this is such an important statement. In fact, Sri Krishna declares, first of all, that He is an avatar Himself. And He Himself says that Sambhavami Yoge Yoge, I come back again and again. And He gives a process by which He can come. Swam prakritim adhishthaya, supervening upon His own prakriti, swamayaya, with My own maya. He gives a process of His coming. and the necessity of his coming, the conditions in which he has to come. Now all these arguments that I just now leveled would seem to mitigate against this statement of Sri Krishna. And then Sri Krishna declares that whoever knows the secret of my birth and the secret of divine action, it is he who knows. You are not attained to the highest knowledge unless you also include in your knowledge the knowledge tattvataha, essential knowledge of my divine birth and my divine action. So, such a tremendous prize is given, as it were, you might say. Such a great importance is given to this idea. And therefore I stopped here, that we should not pass over such an important statement without sufficient understanding and appreciation of it.